Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to today's edition of the ACT Brief. First up, in part one of a new video interview series with ACT, Angela Zubel of Debiopharm said 2026 is shaping up to be an implementation year as companies move beyond pilot programs and begin embedding AI and digital tools into routine drug development workflows. She noted that solutions once confined to experimentation are increasingly becoming part of daily operations across clinical development. Zubel added that broader deployment will mark a shift from testing AI's potential to relying on it in execution. Up next, in industry news, the Digital Medicine Society has launched the SDHT Adoption Navigator, a centralized platform designed to help sponsors integrate sensor-based digital health technologies into clinical trials. Developed with FDA funding, the resource consolidates regulatory guidance, validation standards, and implementation best practices into a single location. The platform also includes an AI-enabled research assistant to help teams identify relevant regulatory and scientific materials more efficiently. And finally, in a new Pharm Exec Q&A, Faizai CEO Jen Lee said oncology remains the most studied area globally, while competition for investigator sites continues to intensify. He noted that data-driven site selection is helping sponsors identify high-performing but underutilized locations beyond the most established research centers. Lee added that China is emerging as the fastest-growing clinical trial market, reflecting ongoing expansion in global development capacity. And that's all for today's edition of the ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Thank you for listening.